You are listening to Real World News.
Demonstrations in Brussels against four disappearances in Colombia. In the first quarter of 2011, 96 human rights advocates and 64 social organizations were victims of violence in Colombia. The number of cases of forced disappearances is even more shocking, 1,130 in the past 3 years. These figures are part of a video documentary released by alternative independent media outlet Telebraille, produced after a demonstration in Brussels outside the Colombian embassy. Several Belgian organizations gathered there on April the 8th to express their concern about the case of environmentalist Sandra Viviana Cuéllar, who disappeared in Colombia, and the increasing number of cases of forced disappearances in that country. They requested to meet with Colombian ambassador Carlos Trujillo. The demonstration took place as part of a global day of activities in support of Sandra, who disappeared on February the 17th outside Cali. Sandra is an environmental engineer and teacher who works in defense of the environment and the rights of indigenous communities. Activist Vincent Vallis from the International Office for Human Rights Action Colombia in Brussels denounced that according to the Colombian government and the United Nations, over 27,300 people had disappeared in Colombia in the past 20 years. Ambassador Trujillo recognized that he received hundreds of letters from organizations and people concerned about Sandra's disappearance. "Her case has shocked me, and I hope the search continues and that we can find her," he said. "Her case has shocked me, and I hope the search continues and that we can find her," Belgian MEP Therese Snoy from the Ecolo Groen party told Telebraille. She added she hopes that Sandra's case will help to put an end to forced disappearances in the South American country. Snoy participated in a mission organized in Colombia by Friends of the Earth Colombia Sensat in 2009 to verify agrofuel expansion in Colombia and human rights violations resulting from their promotion, especially against farmers and indigenous people. She mentioned the high level of impunity in the cases of human rights violations in Colombia. "There are laws that protect the rights of the people, but they are not enforced," she said. Telebraille highlighted the persecutions, attacks, and murders in Colombia against farmers, indigenous people, workers, human rights, and environmental advocates. "The Colombian government has committed to protect human rights, but so far we can't see any progress or concrete action," regretted Vallis. "We demand the government to take the necessary measures to end forced disappearances in Colombia and for the families of the victims to know the truth, find their loved ones, and find justice," he demanded.
You are listening to Real World News.